This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is brought to you by Easy Armor. Easy Armor is the ultimate door security. Check it out at invasionstopper.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Services Secretary has come out and said that there may be other cases in the United States. And, of course, he went on to say and repeat that we need to leave the borders open and have unlimited flights from West Africa into the U.S. to stop it, saying that aid workers had to be able to get over there and back when everyone knows there's international aid relief missions from the U.N., NATO, AFRICOM, the United States military, and that most of the aid workers are not flying in and out via aircraft, and that's why the French and the British and countless others a month and a half ago banned flights out of the Ebola-struck countries. And the countries neighboring it, neighboring the other nations that have been struck by Ebola, the UN estimating millions will have it by December, they are controlling their borders and shutting them down and quarantining people, but not the United States. It is a politically correct religious sacrament. Because you cannot ever send the message that anyone could ever raise a hand to block a fist. The cardinal rule of the collectivists and the parasites is never, never, ever, ever, ever allow anyone to defend themselves unless they work for the state or the system. The cardinal rule of a criminal system is no one is allowed to defend themselves from crime, period, or disease or any threat. They want pure, servile, domesticated, deaf, dumb, and blind vassals who can't even communicate or have a costume party because it's racist. Where scientific words are thought crimes. Where if you deny that carbon dioxide is causing global warming, a proven fact that it's a total fraud, then you should be arrested. And I agree with Michael Savage. I mean, obviously they're wanting it to come in. They're wanting it to spread on one end to create a crisis as a political diversion from Syria and Turkey, basically aiding Al-Qaeda and attacks on the Kurds, and just huge news with what's happening with Russia and Obama acting with executive orders on the future of the Internet and on the future of carbon taxes and the future of the military and the future of Obamacare and the future of so many other things. All we're focused on is Ebola because it is a serious issue, but still distractionary overall from the larger globalist offensive that is taking place. And the cardinal rule is we can't ever imagine that having privacy protects you or closing your door at night is a good thing or having a border is a good thing. Only government buildings have fences and guards. You don't have a right to own a gun and protect yourself, they say. It's a privilege. Just like traveling is not a privilege, but they told all their mindless minions that, so they quack it at you at the illegal checkpoints and the rest of it. Inside the country, it is a right. And if you're a citizen, it's a right to come and go. Notice the CDC says, oh, we can't stop anybody from coming and going, including people that aren't citizens, like the gentleman that just died from Ebola. Because right now, the borders of the U.S. are completely gone. The country is wide open. We're going to break it all down today. He was on with us a few weeks ago, and before he goes back to South America, I wanted to get him back on. He's the author of Totally Incorrect, Conversations with Doug Case. I enjoyed the interview. I thought we'd have him back on to take phone calls and also talk about political incorrectness, how we counter the Marxist-Leninist, I mean, that's what it is. That's not rhetoric. Mind control of where they're now saying ban men and women kissing, that's right.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Prime Directive. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Oh.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Very true words.
Every time that I look in the mirror,
if you are receiving this transmission, you are under globalist scientific dictatorship, organized evil attack. Christians would call it the devil. Regardless of what you call it, it's real. It's a force of evil that's being turned loose across this planet right now. But I forget the Bible verse. I forget the exact number of it or what book it's in. But when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. And that's why I say to you, if you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Best part of the song right here. Lived and learned.
Lived and learned.
From fools and from sages. You can learn from fools as well.
You know it's true.
Especially when you're the fool.
Oh, all these things
come back to you.
Come back to you.
Ronnie James singing right there in a cover. Maybe I should just go and do a music show on XM or something and just come out and say, everything's fine, the government loves you. 2 + 2 = whatever the government says, and raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. You didn't build your business, and everything is awesome when you're part of a team. In fact, can we cue that up? Because that's basically the CDC said, run for the hills, we're all dead, give us more funding. Oh, my God, biggest Ebola outbreak in history, which it was, taking place in Africa. It gestates, it incubates for 21 days instead of 3, meaning it can spread a lot longer. This is so incredibly dangerous. Oh, it could collapse Africa, it could kill millions. And then as soon as it shows up here, well, first, oh, it can't show up here. It's very unlikely. Or, oh, it's no big deal, it's here. And we don't need to clean anything up. And now they've taken a sheriff's deputy to the hospital that they made go into the building. Why were they sending sheriff's deputies and police into this person's apartment? Why didn't they have regular hazmat teams there once they knew the guy had Ebola? They waited 3-4 days. Why didn't they quarantine the family? All the defaults are turned off. Let me just give the police a little newsflash here. I'm sure you already know this. The default is you don't go in to a house with smallpox or Ebola. A, you're just going to catch it and spread it. B, it's not your job. It's the health department's job and the state health department's job, and the CDC does have the prerogative over it on the borders and has hogged all the public funding, and so it is their job de facto. But as usual, they wouldn't help in Katrina. FEMA blocked everybody for at least 8 days, blocked all the local counties and cities and the Texas fire departments and police departments that came that could have turned the power back on and fixed everything. But no, you can't send the message that the states or the counties or other states working together could fix things. So they had to cut the police communication lines. Remember that? It came out on CBS News. We actually had the, what was the name, Richard, the New Orleans Parish Sheriff on. We had him on. They were ordered to stand down. And he sat there for 4 days while his mother was in several feet of water up to the gurney she was on in a nursing home in New Orleans, and he followed orders and didn't go and get his mama, and his mama died. Let me just give everybody a little news flash here. If the feds are blockading a city just because of water and won't let people and won't let local departments get old people out of a nursing home or a hospital, and my mother's in there or my family's in there, I'm coming to get them. And that's not shooting my mouth off. I've got my life force. I've got my common sense. I remember watching that sheriff get up on TV and break down crying about how they wouldn't let him go get his mama. 30 years ago, the sheriffs would laugh at the FBI and FEMA, telling them they didn't have jurisdiction in their own county. Does everybody? And the reason I raise this now is it's the same thing with Ebola and political correctness and all the rest of it. They won't control our borders, and they won't stop the flights, even though everybody else is. From West Africa and countries that have literally collapsed, the countries right next door to Liberia and Sierra Leone and all the other 4 or 5 countries that have it, they have machine gun nests set up. Third world African dictators have more common sense, to quote Michael Savage here yesterday, than our government. But see, it's not common sense. Our government knows what it's doing. It is a religion to have open borders under globalism. And you can only have super region responses, super border responses from northern Guatemala up to Alaska in all the New World Order, North American Union, EU, Asian Pacific Trade Partnership documents. You can't have nations or cities or states or counties that are allowed to respond. You only can have global government respond. And so when they order the stand downs, all over the world this is done. Then people say something must be done. Give more funding to the multinational, multi-regional NATO Save Us. UN Save Us. Here comes the big central planners. They know what to do. So what we're doing is decoding what's in plain view.
Answer to 1984
is 1776. I guess that's kind of terrorism to actually come out and say that the answer to 1984 is 1776. Or maybe folks out there that are new listeners from the mainstream media are so dumbed down, you don't know what that means. We get emails every day. And I get asked on the street, what's that mean? Gee, the answer to 1984, an oppressive, dystopian, anti-individual, anti-classical liberal, anti-constitution, anti-America, anti-Renaissance, anti-freedom, is 1776. Individuals from the poorest to the most wealthy putting everything they have on the line up against a military no one had ever defeated and that no one defeated since. The English military and navy beat the French, the Dutch, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the Austrians, the Hungarian Empire, the Russians, everyone, until they went up against 1776. Because people weren't going to stop fighting and weren't going to stop killing and weren't going to stop writing and exposing that they had the moral high ground. That's what it comes down to. They beat Napoleon just a few years later. Couldn't beat us. That's what 1776 means. That's why they demonize it and go, oh, they were bad. They did this and that. In their time, they were the Renaissance men. In their time, they were calling for more freedom. The ideals that they promoted, we have not even yet realized. But just the small realization of it created wealth and power untold. That's why 1776 is the answer to 1984. It was actually a famous British mathematician and statistics man who came to me in Canada and wanted to meet me. He died a few years after. I forget his name. We can look it up. We had dinner with him a few times. I looked him up. Turned out he was a really famous government statistician and mathematician. And he said, you know, Alex, the answer to 1984 is 1776. And that is absolutely right, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't coin that. I popularized it. And that's what it comes down to. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Does that mean the national government's perfect? No. Does it mean the state government's perfect? No. Does it mean the county government's perfect? No. Does it mean the city government's perfect? No. Does it mean your local housing authority's perfect? No. It's all being centralized now under UNESCO, under the UN, under Agenda 21 treaty to remove any local control. And that's why the feds will stand down, let everything get worse, and then demand more power and trillions more funding over the next decade. The same response in Australia, the same response in Europe, the same response all over. Bring in the people that have Ebola, let them spread it in the hospitals, now happening. In Australia, in Spain, same global program. In England, if you are robbed three times and finally fight back with a golf club and break somebody's collarbone, they put you in jail for 8 years. The guy that's trying to rape your wife gets no jail time, sues you and wins. Because the ultimate crime now is standing up for yourself. Bullies beating your kid up, never gets in trouble. Your child fights back, the police will take them to jail. Because the ultimate sin, it's not even the police doing it, it's the bureaucrats at the school, the political correctness. The ultimate sin is defending yourself. You're only allowed to go to the state and go to the system for it to then come swoop in. And then when you call it in, it will generally come in and do your bidding, but only for a season. Only until it's taken over and set the precedent that only it has the right to force. What did the UN say in their UNITAR document, July 7th, 2000, published by the New American Magazine under the UN Minutes, the United Nations Small Arms Disarmament Body? They said civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state. Never before has a more true statement been uttered by the UN except for one word, legitimate. There is nothing legitimate about a power monopoly of the state. That is the world out of balance, a nightmare scenario, body politic, cancer. Stalin, Hitler, Mao, Genghis Khan, Julius Caesar, Fidel Castro, and Jeffrey Dahmer all rolled into a big stinking you-know-what sandwich, and I'm not taking a bite. Stay with us.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2014 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Are you happy doing your laundry with perfume detergents that irritate your skin? Are you happy washing your hands with stinking fragrances that gives your skin rashes? Are you happy paying new, higher prices for smaller boxes? Find your happiness today with our 1 to 4 year supply of Pure soaps, or our 1 to 2 month sampler with bar soap, shampoo, laundry, and dish soap at 5starsoap.com. You deserve the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
There's a national poll out today. 40% of Americans believe the government, the federal government, which doesn't exist, it's totally seized by foreign banking interests publicly, completely predatory, sees us as human resources. They believe the federal government will save them from Ebola. Well, if you call forced inoculations and mass illnesses and death saving you, then I guess so. If you go back to the actual numbers, we've had medical doctors on to break this down and shown the graphs of polio in this country in the 1950s. It got worse after they started the inoculations, and they just called it paralysis. My grandmother got polio 1 month after receiving the polio vaccine. But everything is awesome, we're told, and there's no side effects from vaccines, and it's the law. You've got to take them to go to school, and Gardasil's the law. And people with a straight face go, Alex, I don't believe you. They say it's the law to take Gardasil. They say it's the law to take vaccines and go to school. And I go, there is no law on either front. They're lying to you. And then I say, Google vaccine waiver form. And it's a waiver to something that's not even a law. It's to policy. And then there is no law for Gardasil. It's not even recommended anymore. But does it matter, see, because they have someone in a health department white lab coat get up on local TV because we trust the locals more. They're really reading a globalist script that's all centralized. And they don't even think about that. They just go do their job. I ran into one of the heads of the state health department on the hike and bike trail over the vaccine program. He told me his name. He said, just don't use it. And I looked it up. And he admitted, yeah, vaccines are hurting a lot of people, but it's just got to be done, you know, for the overall good. And I said, but a lot of the numbers and studies show it's actually worse overall. And he said, well, doesn't really matter, does it? So, see, I didn't mean to digress off. It's just that here's the Ebola stack of news, and I'll get into all the North Korea news, the latest on the Middle East news, and the economy news and more. HHS Secretary, there may be other cases of Ebola in the United States. Well, I thought it was preposterous that this guy running around for a couple weeks, you know, with Ebola might spread it. I mean, that's just, who would have think that? Probably a conspiracy theorist. Ebola crisis. Global response has failed miserably, says World Bank Chief Jim Kim, demands $20 billion fund, of course, to the private banking consolidation to give to their buddies, and says, we failed miserably. Oh, see, they screwed up, and the answer is $20 billion to the IMF and World Bank, who are the governmental global fronts. They're the worldwide equivalent of the private Federal Reserve that calls itself federal. And remember 20 years ago, most people thought the Federal Reserve was really federal? Almost everyone now knows it's not federal. It's a fraud con game, just side issue. See, this is Planet Hoax, folks. It's all lies. Jim Kim demands $20 billion fund and says we failed miserably as cases in Spain and U.S. fuel fear of Western pandemic. Gee, I said they'd want IMF and World Bank money 3 months ago when all this started cranking up, and I said they'd let it get out of control if they followed their past M.O., and criminals follow a modus operandi. And now it's happening, just as we said it would. The president of the World Bank, Jim Kim, admitted on Wednesday that the international community had failed miserably in its response to Ebola virus that had killed more than 3,800 people in West Africa, and one of the crises now affecting Spain and the U.S. was going to get much worse. Why'd you bring people with Ebola into Spain and then healthcare workers are getting it? Gee, that's what we said would happen. Not because we're that smart. 2 + 2 = 4. I'm sorry. I'm the bad man. Hundreds of publications demonized this because we dare say this was coming, and they demonized Drudge as well because he dared say it. Oh, my gosh. We're so horrible. We link to the CDC's own reports and the UN's own reports. We apologize for being dead on right again. Please, Rachel Maddow, don't call me a conspiracy theorist with your tiny viewership that has less viewers in an hour than we have in 10 minutes. Oh, you've got a short haircut and act bossy and Jezebel. Oh, I was politically incorrect. I talked to a woman in a way that was bad. You're not allowed to disagree with a woman or you're against women. I've got to vote for Hillary. You're right. You're my boss. You tell me what to do, okay? You said our kids belong to the state. You're not a fruitcake weirdo totalitarian that everyone should laugh at. I'm going to go home and cry tonight because you bossed me around. Oh, I gotta do what you say, because you're so liberal. Even though by every yardstick, you're a flaming fascist piece of trash, control freak, divide and conquer, maggot, failure, piece of crap. Excuse me. I break free of your mind control, filth. Make fun of me all you want for being red-blooded. You want people to go, oh, I better not be red-blooded, to then awaken the rest of the sheep. They don't want you to wake up and say, get out there and warn people, because then they're raining. Of evil might end, and they might be brought to justice for their crimes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
We got a bunch of bug-eyed, nobody control freaks that promote absolute tyranny running around telling us how we're racist or how we're bad all day to guilt us into becoming their slaves. I mean, if you don't realize that the Democratic Party particularly and the Republican Blue Blood and Rhino John Boehner leadership are literally using psych warfare to prey on you and your family, and that their ilk all over the world in the predatory, con artist, bamboozler class are not endangering our entire future as a species, you're not paying attention. These people are your sworn enemy. They want to bankrupt you to get you on their plantation, their reservation on record. They want you poor on record in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment with government operatives and spies on every floor, with forced labor, forced volunteering, their oxymoron, compulsory volunteering. Everything 1984. They're coming. And they got a lot of well-meaning, bleeding heart, somewhat classical liberal people going along with them, and it's up to us to expose the paradigm, overthrow the false paradigm. Now, I only got through two stories out of literally more than 50 or 60 on Ebola. Let me just read the headlines. Let me just read the headlines, okay? HHS Secretary, there may be other cases of Ebola in the U.S. Now, that's the Washington Examiner. This is London Guardian. Ebola crisis, global response has failed miserably, says World Bank chief. His answer, these people that run our government, this is the Federal Reserve in Europe. Their answer, same shareholders, give them $20 billion. I mean, they start a war in Ukraine, what's their answer? Give them $40 billion. Told you that before they did it. Not hard. These people run the same operations over and over again. I've interviewed the former chief economist of the World Bank. He agrees with me, Joseph Stiglitz, five times. Airport workers walk off job due to Ebola fear in LaGuardia in New York, and now it's happening other places. Yeah, they see all the sick people piling off of the airplanes, vomiting everywhere as Ebola empties out into America like we're a giant porta potty to be filled with bloody you know what. That'll be Obama's new symbol. It's just a giant cesspool vat of bloody Obozo juice. I mean, I tell you, man, it is unbelievable that all this is going on. I'm trying to be gross here, but, I mean, this is what people do. Well, I don't want Ebola, as these West African flights are just wide open. Come on in, baby. 40% of Americans think government will save them from Ebola. I'm sure they will once it's spreading quite nicely. Continuing, Australian nurse showing symptoms of Ebola, prompting fears the disease has spread further. CBS News reports Ebola scare sends Dallas County Sheriff's deputy to the hospital. He was forced to go in to the apartment. Plane cleaner strike. Again, more on that. Ebola aversion behavior is already affecting global economies, World Bank Kim says. Again, slowing down the global economy over fears. Southcom keeps watch on Ebola. Top general, head of Southcom, says that they believe in their models that if Ebola gets into South America and Central America, it will cause a mass exodus over the border. And you know what? Obama will be there greasing the border with gallons of Vaseline. They'll have C-130s just dumping, you know, food packs onto the border to get everybody across and paying Mexico to ship folks by train. It won't be called the death train anymore. It'll be called the Ebola train. And then we'll thank the government when Ebola spreads. Thank you, Obama, Obolo.
Yeah, we're screwed.
Oh, yeah, let's play the reporter. I'm sorry. This got caught where the news readers get up and ask their canned questions. They have to give them to the White House first. But then after they ask their question, then the reporter had this to say on C-SPAN. Here it is.
The most interesting thing is the travel.
Yeah, we're screwed.
This is what
I'm feeling foolish. We're just so you know, so I'm going to be a big kid.
No, I don't want your kids.
That's a CNN report.
I'm coming back positive. I'm doing
this what?
Let's not tell the public. So hilarious. So funny. Here's another one. Newly vigilant U.S. will screen flyers for Ebola. Oh, now there's a backlash. They'll put out some fever screeners that ibuprofen can beat. How about you're coming out of a country that has it? You're not allowed to come in here, especially if you're not a citizen. How about no more visas to people from West Africa? Little simple stuff like that. No, can't do it. Hell, Rick Perry won't even call for it. I mean, you can't get Republicans to call for it. Ebola patient's death renews questions about care. Ebola patients remain still infectious. Ebola cleanup, an eerie experience. That's just some of the Ebola news. I've got a bunch of other news I want to get to ahead of our guest. We'll have open phones for our guest and in the third hour on any topic you wish to discuss. Briefly, let me tell you what I'm doing and what I was doing before this whole Ebola thing broke out to try to get my body in shape is more sun, more exercise, more organic food, really less rest because I had a lot of family things going on like never before, you know, when it rains, it pours. I have been taking the proprietary InfoWarsLife.com products developed by top pharmacists, doctors, researchers, chemists, off what the globalists are targeting, putting bad halogens in the food and water chain, taking out the good halogen, true nation iodine that we've developed that we believe nobody else has, the X2, using estrogen mimickers to block our natural hormone operations, the DNA force that has the patented, certified, confirmed things that are known to lengthen the telomeres, to restart and grow mitochondria. I mean, just amazing to clean out all the garbage in the cells. That's what I've been doing, ladies and gentlemen. And so I do this regimen twice a day with the DNA Force, three times a day with Survival Shield, Fluoride Shield, and Super Male Vitality. And so right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take my two DNA Force here on air. If you're watching on TV at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see it. I'm going to take my two DNA Force, no other product like it. I'm going to take one squirt, because I do it three times a day, of the Super Male Vitality. We also have Super Female Vitality. I'm going to take the one squirt of the Super Nation Iodine X2, and then I'm going to take the Fluoride Shield that has the Nation Iodine as well, but a bunch of other compounds known to chelate out the body. And then I am going to mix it up right now. And folks, again, we're going to do some before and after photos. I'm just so busy I never do it for an ad we're going to put together. I lost like 35 pounds exercising and taking other supplements, InfoWarsHealth.com products that are excellent. But then as we found the key missing links that were hiding in plain view and put them together, in the last 6 months, everyone has seen me lose an additional 24 pounds and growing, and suddenly it's accelerating. And none of this is supposedly an appetite suppressant. I'm not hungry like I used to be. I have more energy. I'm bouncing off the walls. People can see it. My face, just the weight is pouring off. My belly is one-tenth of what it was. One-tenth. In another month, folks, it's going to be gone. The six-pack is starting to actually come out. It is incredible, and that's what the iodine, the proper iodine, the crystal source, deep earth iodine, and all of it is done for me. You've heard the rave reviews. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. The Oxy powder turbocharger about a month and a half ago, and they finally got me to take it, because this is a global healing center product that helped develop a lot of our products. It's been famous in Hollywood for, you know, over a decade. And this is the global product. We have it lowest price, InfoWarsLife.com as well. It's oxygen that time releases in the intestines. And I'm just believe me, it does what it says. From my experience, you use it once, you'll continue to use it. It's incredible. I mean, I lost like 5 pounds the first week I did it, just of weight. I'm not going to go into it. Oxy powder, all of it, InfoWarsLife.com, the DNA Force, the X2. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to take my DNA Force right now. Regrows nerves. We can actually say that because the patented stuff we have in here that costs $12,000 a kilo. Just go see all the stuff written up by the doctors. It's all been authorized by the lawyers to be able to say, because it's such a proprietary special product, at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Unbelievable. And I tell my crew, because I've never been a vitamin guy my whole life, I say, make me take it. Do not let me forget. Make me take it. Remind me to take it. I tell my children, remind me to take it at night. It's 10 o'clock at night. They've gone to sleep. There's no ice cream in the refrigerator, folks. I go down and I have one of these. Simply incredible. InfoWarsLife.com. Now, before I go any further, also don't forget, buying these high-quality products funds this whole operation. Please support our local AM and FM affiliates as well. Support our local sponsors. Become a local sponsor. Tell those stations, thank you for carrying the show. And tell your whole office, your friends and family, if you got the money, pay to pull up a billboard for the local station. Work with the station to do it. We're not going to save the country if we don't promote outlets that promote freedom. I'd get other talk show hosts on. I get bigger hosts than me on, smaller hosts than me on. I get authors, researchers, lecturers, others on to build the platform, to create synergy. We're in a war, folks. We don't take your money at gunpoint like the IRS and give it to Rachel Maddow and stimulus money and give it to NPR. We just sell high-quality water filters, made-in-America, pro-gun T-shirts, camouflage ball caps, got a whole winter line of clothing coming out that's awesome that I'm going to be wearing because I picked it out. I just love it. Super patriot redneck. Point is, we're fighting hard. I'm going to skip this network break here, speaking of that, because I want to air this special report. We got three of these today that Joe Biggs, Leanne McAdoo, and John Bound have filed. This one's by John Bound, and it's titled, ladies and gentlemen, ISIS is Here. And it was on the nightly news last night. We're going to play it and premiere it here for the radio audience today. And then I'm going to have that video posted to the front page of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. So many times, we've got everybody else's videos posted on Infowars because there's a lot of great videos out there, but not our hard-hitting reports. We need to, I guess, have an RSS feed or something with all our videos in it and then tweet it out to people. Get it out to folks. You're the real power of this transmission. Remember 5 years ago when somebody in L.A. put out the Obama Joker image? And they called for their arrest in the L.A. newspapers and TV, saying, you know, he's our God. You don't do that. It's racist. And I said, that's not American. That's mind control. We're going to do it. And so we called for a $5,000 contest of whoever could put up, you know, the most in their town, videotape it and put a YouTube out in legal and lawful areas. And from Florida to Wisconsin, from New York to Texas, they called for the arrest on TV that someone had put down the God Obama. So folks responded by putting even more out, and they backed off and said, okay, it's free speech. We're not going to arrest who did it. See, you got to call the political correct authoritarians that are trying to shut you up with their bullying. You know how to meet a bully. And we're going to do another contest, I think, exposing the fact that the government's behind Ebola, open the borders up. I think we're going to do an Obolo. Or Obama connected to Ebola contest. It'd be a quick turnaround, $10,000 deal. I'm gonna write it up today, launch it tomorrow, and you'll have like 10, 15 days to turn it around and then put your YouTube video up, and then we'll give it a week to judge it. But I think we need to really hit them hard. Send us your ideas and show tips at Infowars.com. What are your ideas of a contest to really show the power of the people, a V for Vendetta, putting the V's up? You know, something similar to that. We've had a lot of really powerful contests that have shown the power of you. You have the power. You are the resistance. You are the ones taking action. You are the ones that when you exercise your power can't be stopped. This is what it's all about. What are your ideas? What should we do? Does it mean this one contest will bring them down? No. But the act of resistance, spreading and realizing we have the power, will. Here's John Bound's report, ISIS is here, because we've got the White House coming out today saying there's no Al-Qaeda, there's no ISIS, but we got to take all your rights because Al-Qaeda is such an imminent threat. Meanwhile, Turkey's been caught openly aiding Al-Qaeda, known as IS or ISIS or Khorasan or whatever the name is to confuse us, attacking the Kurds, and the Kurds are responding by now starting to burn stuff down inside Turkey, the ethnic Kurds. So let's go ahead and go to this report. Ladies and gentlemen, that John Bound filed on ISIS is here in America. Homeland Security saying that they believe there is an imminent threat being planned and that an attack will take place. They said that last Friday and again on Sunday in and around El Paso, Fort Bliss, Joint Task Force 6 area. I want to be clear. I'm the guy that exposes false flag. I'm the guy that officially began questioning 9/11 on the day of the event. I see comments on InfoWars saying, you know, Alex, why are you saying there could be a real ISIS threat? Why are you know, it's going to be a host, it's going to be a false flag. Well, it is a false flag because ISIS has been empowered and funded by NATO and Homeland Security, and they'll use an attack to take our liberties. It does not mean there aren't jihadi nutballs that are coming to attack us. See, the media always spins it that a false flag means it's totally staged by the government. No. Elements of the government can fund terrorists and then let them attack.
Has Rand Paul ever been to Syria? Has he ever met with ISIS? Has he ever met with any of these people? No, no, no. We're going to have a fight because it's patently false. This is the same Rand Paul that said we didn't want to have anything to do with anything to do in the Middle East, by the way. I don't want to get in a fight with him at all.
Yeah.
But it's not true. I know these people. I'm in contact with them all the time.
All right, let me ask you this.
He is not.
I mean, let's remember here. The people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago. And we did it because we were locked in this struggle with the Soviet Union. They invaded Afghanistan, and we did not want to see them control Central Asia. And we went to work. And it was President Reagan, in partnership with the Congress, led by Democrats, who said, you know what, sounds like a pretty good idea. Let's deal with the ISI and the Pakistani military, and let's go recruit these Mujahideen, and let's great. Let's get some to come from Saudi Arabia and other places, importing their Wahhabi brand of Islam so that we can go beat the Soviet Union.
That's what most false flags are, is opening the door, letting it happen. Look at how the British government was in the news 2 days ago. It's going to, quote, retrain the jihadis coming back from Syria because huge amounts of them, tens of thousands, have come out of England. They're allowed to fly in and out. They're allowed to have Twitter and Facebook accounts. They are being protected. They're being protected here. It's in the news today in my stack that radical Islamist terrorists are using the open borders and the open visa program.
Prior to last night, it was running about 73% of the people apprehended in the Rio Grande Valley are OTMs, other than Mexican. A lot of Central Americans, but really from all over the world. And we were informed last night that that number has escalated to 80%. So, and this is a fact. So most of the people that we encounter here, a larger percentage of them are people from other countries other than Mexico.
And we're not told about the special interest aliens. We have had Somalians here. Once they got on that special alien list, they won't tell us that anymore. But there have been Somalians, India, Sri Lanka, Nepal, Chinese, you name it, we've had it here.
We've also found evidence that people from these special interest countries, in particular Pakistan and Afghanistan, Iran, are coming through our property. During one of our Texas border volunteer operations last year, we had a group of 10. We spotted, we followed them, informed the Border Patrol where they were going to come out on the highway. Border Patrol were not able to respond fast enough. They climbed the fence and loaded up and left, and were not caught. But as one of them was climbing over the fence, he dropped a package. And that package was an Urdu dictionary. Urdu is a language spoken in Pakistan and Afghanistan. And in that translation book, Urdu in English, there were a lot of phrases circled and outlined. Do you speak Spanish? Do you speak English? So it's easier for them to slip through this private property. And that's just one example. And more recently, within the past 2 weeks, some Iranian money was found in a bailout vehicle. So we know they're coming in here.
Besides that Iranian money being found in a bailout vehicle up here, four Syrians, which is not, you know, public news yet, but four Syrians were apprehended on the Rio Grande River a couple days ago.
So Al-Qaeda put an online magazine that states that they want to hit the Air Force Academy. They want to hit a military academy in Georgia. They want to hit Las Vegas. And once again, New York is another target as well, Times Squares. So these are very trying times.
And they now have 12 passenger jets in working order and have been photographed celebrating with them, basically saying they're going to kill us with them.
We found backpacks with Qurans,
another fellow found a backpack with a prayer rug in it. You find hypodermic needles, you find pregnancy tests, you find everything in the world in this trash. Another friend had 10 Chinese in his yard. There's Arabs coming. The Border Patrol said at one point 3 out of 10 that they apprehended was OTMs other than Mexicans. There's all kinds of people. This is a national security issue.
Everything that you're getting on the media is a lie. We live this every day, 24 hours. And it is not secure. When we got the wall built on our ranch, it is known as a force multiplier. And immediately they deployed agents that used to patrol the border before the 10, 12, 14-foot wall. You have 18-foot wall on this side. They took agents off the border because it's a force multiplier.
ISIS cells that were active in the Juarez area, which is northern part of Chihuahua State, and that they were moving around over there, that they had just that there was some activity, and for the sheriffs along the border to be on the alert, for all law enforcement to be on the alert, and to be on the lookout for these people maybe trying to come across. If they show their ugly head in our area, we'll send them to hell. And I think the United States need to get busy. And they need to bomb them. They need to take them out. I would like for them to hit them so hard and so often that every time they hear a propeller on a plane or a jet aircraft engine, that they urinate down both legs.
Now, the reason they picked Juarez could be a strategic move. This is just right across the border. Juarez is no more than a few miles to my left. Now, we also have, you know, many other buildings in this area that we've talked about. We have the military base. FBI has an office.
Do you have any information or any evidence that they're actually coming in the southern border now?
Yes. Yes. I know that at least 10 ISIS fighters have been caught coming across the Mexican border in Texas. There's nobody talking
about that?
It. Because I've asked the Border Patrol, Greta.
And the Border Patrol, they just let ISIS members come across the border?
No, they caught them at the border. Therefore, we know that ISIS is coming across the border.
Two Central Texas men arrested on terror-related charges will both have a detention hearing tomorrow afternoon in federal court.
Rahatul Khan and Michael Wolf, both 23, were arrested separately this week. They're both accused of providing support to terrorists.
Is there synergy? Is there interaction? Is there a connection between the Mexican cartels and groups like ISIS?
My opinion is, yes, there seems to be to each other. How much? I don't know. But they're using, drug cartels use the same operational plan as terrorist groups do.
People from terrorist countries, countries that are deemed special interest countries, pouring in here undetected. It's time to step up and shut the border down. We can shut the border down in Afghanistan or Iraq. That's a big priority. Our biggest priority needs to be shut down the southwestern border.
Any way you slice it, they're leaving the borders wide open. They are funding ISIS worldwide. They are letting them come into the United States so that when they attack, Obama can pose as a savior and take more liberties when they've opened us up. Remember, Homeland Security is now pointed at gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, conservatives. It's very simple what's happening. Just like they're letting the Ebola come in, just like they're bringing the Ebola into the country. This is their plan. And we have to ask ourselves, why are they doing it? The only way we can help stop this from happening is by pointing out that when it does happen, the central government and the Democratic Party specifically are to blame, and they might actually do something about it. But remember, you're losing your freedoms because of Al-Qaeda threats or ISIS threats while our government openly funds it. That's not our government. It's an illegitimate criminal group. That's why nothing makes sense. When you realize they want to bring the country down, then it all makes total sense. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
another major health threat. This one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3133.